This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former astronaut and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. He's the husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he released a video announcement about his run this morning, saying that his run for the Senate will be his next mission.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, we're going to have more drought here in the desert.
Three U.S. Army soldiers are said to be recovering from injuries after a parachute accident in Florida early this morning. It happened over Homestead Air Reserve Base, the Pentagon not detailing what type of malfunction occurred. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Amid talk of a possible tentative bipartisan deal that could avert another partial federal government shutdown, but which may not contain as much wall funding as President Trump has demanded, the president was last night in El Paso, Texas, making his case for the wall and also for that previous government shutdown.
But you know what? If we didn't do that shutdown, we would not have been able to show this country, these politicians, the world, what the hell is happening with the border. That was a very important thing we did.
Without a deal the president will sign, there could be another shutdown on Friday, the first of two funerals for the longest-serving member of Congress ever, Democrat John Dingell of Michigan, will be in Michigan today. A second funeral will be in D.C. on Thursday. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan has made an unannounced visit to Baghdad, Iraq today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Concerns about the U.S. economy after the partial federal government shutdown and volatility in financial markets have driven a reading of small business owners' confidence lower for the fifth straight month, according to the National Federation of Independent Business and its monthly Small Business Optimism Index. However, analyst Gene Marks says it has to be put in perspective.
That the index has come down a little bit. It is still way,
absolutely right,
way higher than anything we saw under the Obama administration. In general, these businesses are still confident.
Marks was speaking on the Fox Business Network. The conservative-leaning small business group says its index fell to 101.2 in January from 104.4 the month before. Chicago now filing a lawsuit against more than two dozen companies across the nation that sell e-cigarette vapor liquid and accessories. The lawsuit claims the company's online retail and marketing operations violate Chicago's municipal code by targeting and selling to minors. The city filed a similar suit last November against nine other e-cigarette retailers. And he's been sidestepping questions about it now for months, but New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio is headed to New Hampshire it is sparking more rumors of a potential run for the White House. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top. You see, it's not easy being me. I'm telling you, don't take this for granted, man. This takes a lot of work. James Hurston, I know, he's agreeing. He's nodding his head already. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, a little bit better than Jeff Bezos.
Yes, you know.
Is it Bezos, Bezos? What is it? Is it Bezos, Bezos, tomato, tomato? What is it?
I've heard it both ways. I think it's Bezos.
I mean, with all the money he's got, you think he would come, you know, with a, you know, an explanation for his name or something, some, you know, phonetical spelling.
And for your listeners, Jeff Bezos is the guy who founded Amazon and who bought the Washington Post and who is responsible for Amazon Prime, which is like the chief competitor for Netflix. So this is a guy who has 1 foot in Silicon Valley, 1 foot in Hollywood, and 1 foot in Washington, D.C. Very famous man, richest man in the world for the moment.
But I think isn't it that 1 foot and other parts that got him in trouble in Hollywood?
It did. So, the thing is, he announced his divorce from his wife of 25 years.
Wow.
And the National Enquirer published the next day a detailed expose of his affair that he had with Lauren Sanchez. And Lauren Sanchez is a former local Los Angeles anchor who became the host of a Fox reality contest show called So You Think You Can Dance. And I know that Jeff Bezos is not known as a dancer. But in any case, both of these people were married. Lauren Sanchez is kind of a bombshell. And she, according to her friends, kind of targeted Bezos. And Bezos was susceptible. And he hired her aerial photography company. And they started having an affair. And somehow, we don't know how, the National Enquirer got a hold of Jeff Bezos's personal text. Which included pictures of his privates.
Oy.
Kind of like, you know, Anthony Weiner style. And we don't expect that kind of behavior from people who are CEOs, who are successful, who are responsible for an enterprise, which is one of the biggest companies in the universe, Amazon. And so it hurt them. Their stock fell 1% when the story came out. As it should,
right.
And he was embarrassed. But instead of hiding, he comes out in a blog and exposes the expose, admits it, and wants to point the finger at AMI, saying that they have committed extortion. And in the blog post, he mentions President Trump.
Well, of course.
Now, he doesn't say that President Trump is responsible. But he says that President Trump has had a long history of associating with the head of AMI, which unfortunately, I have to say his name, is David Pecker.
Right.
Now, some of the tabloids had a lot of fun with headlines using that name. But in any case, Bezos also pointed out Trump's tweets criticizing the Washington Post, which deserves criticism because it's a print version of CNN now, thanks to Bezos.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask you, James.
There's a battle going on. This is a political battle, and the target is the president.
Well, of course.
Now, but here's the deal. AMI, pursuant to the Michael Cohen case, remember him? I think he's in prison now.
No, not yet.
Former lawyer for Trump. The Michael Cohen case involved National Enquirer buying these stories of women that were saying they had affairs with Donald Trump at the time, and then buying them and then burying them, which, by the way, is not a crime.
I was going to say, like, that's never been done before?
No, I mean, it's done. It's an old Hollywood trick been done since the golden age of Hollywood. Now, but they entered into what's called a non-prosecution agreement, and they agreed to cooperate. The corporation said, we'll cooperate with the Southern District of New York. And part of that agreement says, kind of like when people go on probation, it says you can't get in legal trouble for a few years.
Right.
And Bezos has assembled a team of high-profile lawyers, crisis managers. As a matter of fact, I know one of these guys. There's a lawyer that used to represent Bill Cosby. There's a lawyer from David Boies' firm. He's the guy from Bush v. Gore. He defended Harvey Weinstein. There's a bodyguard, security, high-level security guy who used to work with Olivia Newton-John and Cher. There's a big Hollywood connection here. So all these people know about this deal that AMI made with the Southern District prosecutors, and that's part of the battle. That's they want to weaponize this extortion claim so that they can undo the deal, get AMI in trouble,
and then expose President Trump.
And expose President Trump. So, and there's reports, anonymous sources say that federal prosecutors are looking into this criminal extortion claim. Well, let me tell you something. It is essentially non-prosecutable. We may talk about blackmail in conversation, but when it's brought into a court of law, it's a completely different concept. And this case could not really some normal prosecutor wouldn't bring it simply because of two reasons. One is it's based on an email that AMI's lawyer sent to Jeff Bezos' lawyer. It was a settlement negotiation between lawyers, which normally is confidential. And normally people say, I've got stuff on you, you've got stuff on me. We both agree to settle our grievances, and neither one of us will publish that bad stuff or tell anyone. It's a non-disclosure agreement that was being proposed, and in no way is that going to be twisted in a court of law into criminal extortion. But add another factor. We're talking about the National Enquirer is a tabloid publication. The Washington Post is turning into a tabloid publication.
Yep.
We're talking about the First Amendment. The question before the court is this really Jeff Bezos' sole private, embarrassing stuff, or is it, quote, newsworthy, close quote? Well, I just established why it's newsworthy. It's newsworthy because he's the richest man in the world, because he's influential in Silicon Valley, Hollywood, Washington, D.C. He's a power player, and anything he does affects the value of Amazon stock. It affects the credibility of the Washington Post. It affects the business in Silicon Valley. And therefore, it doesn't matter what aspect of his life. It's kind of like the way the press approaches presidents.
Exactly.
Like President Trump, like Bill Clinton. And so private becomes public. And how stupid do you have to be when you're a tech executive to be sending Anthony Weiner texts like a teenager? What kind of guy is this?
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We're going to let you think on that for just a moment while we go to break. More from James Herson after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I will wait for you. As promised, fresh and independent Bill Martinez here. Empire coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, James, before we get back into where we left off here in terms of Jeff Bezos' IQ when it comes to tech and protecting some sense of privacy here, doing selfies back and forth. I mean, it's incredible. I got to imagine, does Mackenzie Bezos, his wife, say, look, at you know, you're spending community funds here to cover your rear end. I want my share of that money.
Oh, well, you know, they estimate that her share, and he didn't have a prenup, is something like $60 to $70 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll still have plenty of money to work with. But you're right. She's likely to say, hey, you know, spend your share on all
right. Exactly. I don't want my money going into this because I'm not the one that's doing selfies here.
Yeah, because, you know, both of these people were married. They both dissed their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's embarrassing to her as well as him. But the amazing thing is, I was saying before the break, this is Amazon.com. They're in every kind of technology.
Right.
They're the inventor of Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if Jeff Bezos would have consulted Alexa, mm-hmm. she would have told him, don't send naked pictures via text.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do that, then, you know, do it encrypted or something.
Yeah.
And to add to that.
And by the way, you might put a towel over Alexis anyway to block my view because I've got you all on video.
That's right. That's right. You know, and by the way, we don't know how National Enquirer got it. I mean, obviously,
if CNN.
They got it.
CNN.
You know, yeah.
CNN gets everything. I mean, they're over there with Roger Stone. They probably got this too, you know.
But,
so.
But get this. There's a report that Lauren Sanchez has a brother.
Yes.
He's gay,
mm-hmm.
and he is a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And there are reports, you know, it's these crazy media anonymous reports that say that he gave Lauren Sanchez's text that she had
mm-hmm.
from Jeff Bezos to David Pecker.
Right.
Now, you know, and he denies it, and we don't know the origin, and we're probably not going to ever find out. And so what this ends up being is another one of those stories, another one of those that the media hungers for. We got to have something. Now, the owner of the Washington Post, of course, has had the Washington Post print a lot of news stories dealing with this, all implying and suggesting
mm-hmm.
that somehow Trump is in back of this. And Trump hasn't helped matters because he's taunted Bezos with tweets saying, hey, too bad.
Yeah.
And he calls him Bozo.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, it's very clear they don't like each other.
Right.
But in the end, the analysis, the reporting is just part of the mainstream press searching desperately. They got to find something to bring down President Trump's poll numbers. They've been trying for 2 years. Did you hear the latest numbers? He's at 52%. He's higher than he's ever been. This is after a shutdown. This is after, you know, the Mueller team releasing leaks. This is after 2 years of a 24/7 onslaught from places like CNN, MSNBC, and the broadcast networks,
mm-hmm.
and the Washington Post and the New York Times. And yet, his poll numbers are higher than they've ever been.
Yeah, well, he's happy the Dems are taking over with all their investigation. I mean, he kind of challenged, he kind of poked him a little bit at the State of the Union. Says, look at, you know, we got to get over this stuff. Let's choose greatness and let's focus on legislation, not investigation. And, you know, you can't have peace if you're investigating. And, of course, they, you know, I can't believe he doesn't want us to do our job and all this other stuff. No, I want you to do the right thing, you know, by way of the American people who have elected you to office, not sit there and go and chase all these windmills. I mean, you got Adam Schiff, who's not convinced after $30 million plus dollars worth of money that's been invested in the Robert Mueller investigation that, you know, that somehow Adam Schiff is better. He's going to do a better job. He's going to be able to find that dog and that bone.
Yeah, and you remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, prominent Democrats pointing the finger and saying, we can't approve this man because he's too far out of the mainstream. Now, these people stand for abolishing air travel, abolishing ICE, or open borders, or turning America into a socialist nation, and for killing people after they're born.
Exactly.
And making it legal. Now, who's outside of the mainstream now? And I think
and they want us all to be vegans, James. They all want us to be vegans because of the flatulence of cows. I mean,
No, that's the other thing. The cow flatulence. We got to get rid of the cow flatulence.
Oh yeah, so we're all vegan now. Vegan. We can't fly. We can't get. You know, the people in Hawaii are stuck on the island. Even the senator from Hawaii had to chuckle over that one.
Yeah. So the vast majority of Americans are smart enough to realize who it is. And outside of the mainstream, it's these complete nuts. And the other thing, of course, is the Democrats have an anti-Semitism problem because this Congresswoman Omar, she sounds, I mean, it's funny because the Democrats have been saying that somehow, you know, these alt-right people are like Nazis. And then they basically elect Nazis.
Exactly.
And it's really dangerous to hear this kind of talk, but thankfully the American people are smart enough. What worries me is that the left infiltrated our education system so much that we have young people that really need to be straightened out.
51% think socialism is the way to go, and all I'm saying to them is, hey, look, maybe you need to rewatch the president's State of the Union and how he really presented to you the history of this great country of ours by way of the people that are exceptional. World War II veterans and people that were saved from concentration camps. Families who have suffered loss at the hands of illegal immigrants. 10-year-old girl with cancer and the president saying that he's going to focus dollars for cancer research for children. I mean, you know, that cannot be done in a socialist country. You got to figure this out quick.
Also, study something that's been neglected in schools that they sorely need, history. History of Cuba. Study the history of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Study the history of the old Soviet Union. Look at the way socialism evolves into communism.
Exactly.
Look at, they always point to Europe. Europe is a disaster. It is unsustainable. Sweden's running away from socialism as fast as they can. It's caused tremendous suffering and the destruction of healthcare as we know it.
Right.
And the same thing would happen here. Just visit the DMV and think of everything being run that way.
Well, go to the VA.
Go to the VA, and then
some of our vets that are sitting out there in the parking lot have been waiting for months to be serviced, and some are committing suicide out there in the parking lot of these VA hospitals. I mean, this is disgusting what's going on. So,
you have central planning, it doesn't work. So, the best example of that is people go to their grocery store in America, and they have tons of choices, all kinds of different kinds of coffee, different kinds of orange juice. There's, you go in a socialist country, your choices are limited, and what happens? You stand in line.
Exactly.
And scarcity is created. Why do you think all those products are in your local grocery store? Do you think it was because of the altruism
right.
of the people involved? Or was it because of central planning from a government bureaucrat? No, it's because of freedom.
Exactly. Totally. Well, James, we got to leave it right there. As always, we appreciate you being on with us. I got phone calls coming in. It must be it's Nancy Pelosi. I'll put her on hold. I'll be with her in a moment.
It's Alexa.
She goes, I got you. No, hey, man, I know. I know you well enough as it is. It's Jeff Bezos that needs the tutorial, I guess. So to be continued, James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former astronaut and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. He's the husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he released a video announcement about his run this morning, saying that his run for the Senate will be his next mission.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, we're going to have more drought here in the desert.
Three U.S. Army soldiers are said to be recovering from injuries after a parachute accident in Florida early this morning. It happened over Homestead Air Reserve Base, the Pentagon not detailing what type of malfunction occurred. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, given the option, I mean, why not? You can understand, right? It's what it's all about. Liberty at 28 minutes before at the top of the hour. Well, Valentine's Day, you know, you go, oh my God, I almost forgot, right? Well, nearly a third, by the way, of Americans are spending less than $50 on their significant others this Valentine's Day. $50. Boy, that's quite a reduction from Christmas, and let me tell you, some people are noting that, by the way. 78% of survey respondents expect to celebrate Valentine's Day this year, while 10% responded that they won't be celebrating at all. Humbug over Valentine's Day, I guess. 58% of those surveyed expect a tangible gift from their partners. So the challenge is, make sure you find out if your loved one is in that 58% and respond accordingly. Or, as they say, Melissa's already chuckling. What is it about Melissa? Bring Melissa Hansen on. She's the director of grassroots education and activism for the Parents Television Council. What is it about Valentine's Day? I gotta tell you, guys are like on, you know, a cat on a hot tin roof. It's like, we just need to get through this day. What is it?
Not my area of expertise, so I think.
Oh no, but you're the object of our affections. But you know, because the deal is that guys, we're basically kind of knuckleheads, you know, and it's okay if women say, you know, this is, you know, these are, you know, some ideas here. You know, we really, I'll tell you, speaking from a guy's point of view, we really appreciate that. Because what really gets us in trouble is when the women say, if you really loved us, you would know, right? And you're laughing.
You see, this is all part of the process, right? You're just setting us up. And, of course, I'm probably setting you up right now, and this isn't fair, because you're here to talk about Netflix, not about my obvious Valentine dysfunction.
Yeah. I think that's a problem you need to talk to, like a psychologist.
Like a therapist, and you've got a good one that you can turn me on to.
I'm not qualified.
Well, sometimes, you know. I could tell you some stories, Melissa, because it's just, I think, you know, God, it's God's sense of humor. You know, that he made them man and woman. You know, because here we are. We're kind of living this out. And if he wants to see reality TV, he can just check us out. We're all kinds of fun. Anyway, as I said, Melissa is the director of grassroots education activism for Parents Television Council. She is not a licensed therapist, and so it's not fair for me to lie on the couch and expect any kind of treatment here. But I'm telling you, on a serious note, Netflix, I don't understand what Netflix is doing with this TV, this teen TV category.
Yeah, it's a little scary, frankly, because a lot of the programs that they are putting in that category, and, you know, if you're not paying careful attention, if you're a parent of a teen and you give your kids access to Netflix and you're not paying close attention, it's safe to assume that if it's labeled teen TV, that it's going to be okay for your teen to watch.
Exactly.
But what we're seeing showing up in that category, there's an awful lot of MA-rated content in that category, including this new Netflix series called Sex Education, which deals in very explicit terms. I mean, and they're very frank sexual discussions, but beyond that, there's also sexual depictions, there's nudity. So it is a very strong MA-rated series. If it was released in movie theaters, it would be an R. This is not PG-13 content. This is a very strong and mature audience-only series, but it's there in the teen TV category, along with other shows like Skins, which was a UK series that was repurposed here in the United States on MTV, but Netflix has the original UK version, which was far more explicit than what we saw here on MTV. So there's a lot of stuff that they're marketing as for teen audiences that really should not be watched by teenagers.
What are they trying to do to our kids here?
Well, yeah.
I mean, or is this just out and out greed? They just want to get eyeballs. They don't care what kind of damage they do to the culture and to these young people.
Well, I think part of it is just complete cluelessness. I mean, when you talk about teens, that's a really broad category, right? Because a 13-year-old is technically a teenager, but so is an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. So if they're putting this stuff on there thinking, well, an 18-year-old could watch this, well, that's probably true. You're 18, you're legally an adult, you're old enough to vote, you're going off to college. So most of this stuff is probably not going to be unfamiliar to an 18-year-old. But an 18-year-old isn't looking in the rearview mirror at what life was like in high school, right? They're looking forward. They're looking forward to what their life is going to be like as an adult. They're not interested in reliving the high school years, but a lot of these shows that they are marketing for teen audiences are set in high school. So who's interested in shows about high school? It's not 18-year-olds. It's mostly 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds who are about to embark on their high school careers. They're looking for some information about what to expect. They're looking to find out, you know, what's it going to be like, what's normal behavior among teenagers, all these things that are happening to me. Is this normal? Is this what other kids are experiencing? That's who the audience is for high school shows set in high school. It's not 18-year-olds.
So what is this telling parents, Melissa?
Well, you have to be very careful with Netflix, not least of all because it's available on mobile devices. You know, you can get the Netflix app on your smartphone, your tablet. You can stream it over your laptop computers. And more kids are walking around with internet-connected devices. A lot of them have to have internet-connected devices for school these days. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that and know that it's not like traditional TV where you have to be plugged into a cable system in order to be able to access the content. You can watch it from anywhere in the world. So even if you have strict household rules about content, that doesn't mean your kids aren't able to stream and access this content outside of your home. So be aware of that and be prepared to have those difficult conversations. You know, if you're able to add filters and parental controls onto those internet-connected devices, I would strongly encourage parents to do that.
Well, the challenge we have is it's so pervasive, you know, filters included. I mean, you could be the most vigilant parent, and then little Johnny goes over to little Frankie's house, and Frankie's parents, you know, they're working two jobs. They're busy, you know, as long as the kids are being quiet and staying out of trouble, all is good. But little do they know that on their personal time, they're playing with fire.
Right. That's absolutely right. So I think, you know, it's important for us to be prepared to have those difficult conversations with our kids about content that they might be seeing on TV.
Exactly.
And use that opportunity to share your values.
This is a tough thing, Melissa, because what happens if, you know, you determine that your child is not ready for the quote-unquote talk? You know,
right.
Yet the society says, you know, the heck with that. Netflix says the heck with that. We say your child is ready. So, you know, full steam ahead.
Yeah. And I think that's the position a lot of parents, unfortunately, are finding themselves in these days where, you know, even though they are vigilant and being very careful about the kind of media that comes into their homes once their kids are outside that front door. Mm-hmm. And confronting the world, they're being exposed to all kinds of things. And so parents are having to have those conversations at younger and younger ages. But I think it's important that we do that so that our values are the ones that our children carry with them throughout the day rather than the world's values.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, and for those families, I think what you're telling us here, Melissa, and what is, you know, coming up in my mind is that we have to be so much more vigilant and proactive. You know, the helicopter parent of yesterday is just going to, you know, be overwhelmed, and they're going to miss out on so much because of life and this information age that is traveling at Mach 5 speeds into the minds of our kids.
That's right. That's right. So have the conversation early and have it often.
Yeah, without a doubt. Where can they go for more information?
You can find us at parentstv.org and also look for us on social media. Just look for the Parents Television Council official page.
Well, you guys, I got to tell you, Melissa, you really, the organization has done a great job in coming on this show and being so proactive about keeping, you know, our mom and dads and our families so well aware of what's going on. And Netflix needs to be coming with a big warning signal. I mean, this has been going on for quite a while, the kind of shows that they've been exposing our kids to. And we've got to do everything we can, not only to educate our kids, but to, you know, stop them whenever we can, how often we can. Melissa Henson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Melissa.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I was like it when they say we didn't start the fire, but they got matches in their hands and they smell like smoke. Oh, well, I guess whatever. You know, you just have to have a... It's all about attitude, I'm telling you. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For the more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to listen to a podcast, all you got to tell Lexi, just say, hey, look it, play Bill Martinez Live, and the podcast will come up. And you have it. It's our gift to you because we are givers. Yes, Valentine's Day. You've heard me talk about this stuff. It's just around the corner. And some more survey results here. And that is 58% of those surveys expect a tangible gift from their partners. So your job is to make sure that if you've got somebody who is in that 58%, you better make sure you deliver a tangible gift. Slightly over a quarter, 27% of consumers intend on spending money solely on themselves. I love me most. 33% of those surveys plan to splurge on a date night. And, wow, there it is. So just to give you a rough idea. And speaking of Valentine's Day, John Kenny joins us now. A celebrated author who has written love poems for married people. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Bill, thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day here just to see what else I can do to give my wife more cannon fodder for how I fell short. It seems to be an unfair moving target, John, and I guess that's why I appreciate about your book. Because your perspective and humor is a blessing, even for the dedication. I love this, ladies and gentlemen, his book. You got to get this. This is a good fun read. Love poems. He has for Barbara, and Barbara's name is crossed out. Karen, her name is crossed out. Pam, her name is crossed out. Miss France, Her name is crossed out. Claudine out, Ramon out, and so far Lisa is still in, right?
With the exception of Miss France, I have never dated any of those people.
Except for Miss France. Well, okay, so that's full disclosure here. as much as we can be fully disclosed. The first poem, I love the first poem here because this really sets everything up. In France, okay, now you got to see, tell me what Cinquecept, without getting too graphic here.
It just means 5 to 7. The hours years ago, 5 to 7 were known in France as hours after work and before one went home to their family where perhaps a liaison might take place.
Oh, that was the time, huh? This is networking of a different type culture in France, I guess.
Yeah, and now for me is nap time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, when you're in France and you've got that kind of attitude, that's it. And you say in France, cinquecept was once sacrosanct, a euphemism for rendezvous, as John just said, for the thing that men and women do. But of course, we're not in France. We are here in Montclair, New Jersey, and it's well past 7. And I promised to be home at 6. And yes, that's booze on my breath. The guys and I had three drinks after work. And apparently, I've forgotten the milk and the bread and the pasta and the pull-ups and the allergy medicine. Why are you dressed up? Wait, today is Valentine's Day.
All made up, not real. Never happened to me, Bill.
You just take notes of your neighbors, right?
Pretty much.
Well, that's
pretty
good.
Much.
Why this book? Why not? But why this book?
That's an excellent. A lot of people have been asking that. Why did you do this? I contribute on occasion to the New Yorker magazine, and 2 or 3 years ago, I wrote a short piece called Valentine's Day Poems for Married People. And last summer, my publisher suggested turning it into a book instead of 6 or 8 poems. You know, could we do a slim book of 70 or so poems? I thought they were joking. They weren't. And so I spent about 6 weeks in a sprint last summer trying to write these things. And, you know, I have enormous respect for poets. These are poems in the same way, you know, I could play in the NFL.
Yeah.
So mostly they're just little appetizers of the craziness of long-term relationships.
But that's okay. Even if we can't play in the NFL, we have a moment, an accidental lapse of brilliance, you know, from time to time, and that's okay.
We can dream,
celebrate
Bill.
Our humanity, right?
We can dream.
Yes, yes. You quote Umberto Eco, you go, all poets write bad poetry. Bad poets publish them. Good poets burn them. Maybe so. And this next poem says, are you in the mood? I am. Let's put the kids down. Have a light dinner. Shower. Maybe not drink so much. And do that thing I would rather do with you than anyone else. Lie in bed and look at our iPhones.
Yeah.
Sadly.
A little too true.
Yeah, exactly. Sadly. So, you know, as you're going through and you're accumulating, I guess you say you're in a full sprint for 6 weeks. So what are you, just jotting this down on every notepad and napkin at the dinner table you come across, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a walker.
Yeah.
So I live in Brooklyn, in the boring part. you know, you get ideas. I can't say enough about my wife of 14 years, who's also my best friend. She helped enormously with these. If they made her laugh, they worked. If they didn't, they went in the bin. But, you know, I mean, marriage is such, and by marriage, I mean, you know, because a lot of people are choosing not to get married, but they are living together. Whatever long-term relationship you're in, it is, you know, it's wonderful and horrible and difficult and joyous and bland and exciting, all in a span of, you know, 10 minutes. As a friend of mine says, who's been married for 24 years, he says, you know, if someone asks me how my marriage is, I say, what time is it? Because, Matt, I forget who it was who said it, but I thought it's a pretty insightful quote that a successful marriage requires falling in love many times.
Yes.
Always with the same person.
Exactly. That's the other part. With the same person.
It's okay. True. It's
yes.
True. Because, you know, you start out on your wedding day and thinking, there will be stasis, despite the fact that nothing ever stays the same, and
right.
You will change, and things will change, and you will be exposed to things that you could never possibly imagine. And the
right.
question is, you know, can you laugh at it? Are you going to take it too seriously? And fortunately, my wife is far funnier than I am. So if you can get through the day with a laugh at the absurdity of it, makes it for... you know, an easier day, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. We take it too seriously. And guys are, we're stasis oriented. You know,
we want anything to change.
Right? No, it's okay.
No,
and but, you know, you get the women, like my wife, whenever I'm out of town, I mean, she's just a little thing. You know, she's 5'3 on her tiptoes, maybe. And, you know, and a buck something soaking wet. I mean, just a little thing. But she's like an ant moving furniture. And I mean, we have heavy furniture. And I come walking around banging into stuff. What happened? Where did this come from? You know,
I just think it looks better this way. I repainted the hallway. I rebuilt the engine in the car. And then I had lunch.
Exactly.
And she's like, what did you do? And I was like, I watched some ESPN stuff on YouTube of the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. Did you go shopping? No. Did you pick up the medicine? No.
Yeah.
Did you call it? No. Did it? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're right. We can't take this too serious, John.
No.
Oh, I like it. I like this one here. Is it possible you're sending me a sexy signal? You know, with guys, everything's a sexy signal. You know,
we're wired wrong. I mean, you know, men 2.0 were going to be awesome, but unfortunately, I think you and I are the first generation of.
Yeah, until then, ladies, I mean, hang in there. We'll get this right, but maybe you understand that that is part of our wiring. You were right. The kids are finally down, and you are looking at me in that way. Tease? Or are you just spacing out? Wait, yep, you're spacing out. You unzip your skirt and your baggy underpants right away, way up on your hips. How old are those anyway? You pull on some sweatpants and a T-shirt and a sweater and a fleece, and I'm not able to make out any contour of your body at all. I think you're sending me a signal in the way that married couples send each other signals. And just so we're clear, you're signaling, I'm going to call my sister and order sushi. You should do something, too. John.
Not based on real life.
Well, that's your story. I know, but I'm
not joking. When we have an elderly neighbor and he saw that poem and my wife, who's a very proper woman, he said, "I'm so sorry. Your husband wrote about your underpants." She was like, "Thank you so much. Please don't say underpants again."
Right. Well, that's why it's love poems for married people, because it's no holes barred, man. We're talking underpants here. This one says, "You are different. I want to share my life with you. I do. I said those words in front of all our friends as well as your incredibly annoying family. You're different. That's what I thought when we met. I told my friends, he's different. They said you weren't. And now we're married for life." Is that right? Wow. That seems like really long now. But here's something. You're different from like when we met. Your OkCupid profile said, "I like running and hiking and cooking. Have you ever cooked?" And you seem to have parked that running thing for a while. I'm kind of thinking a lot that was, BS. If we were to redo your profile hypothetically, what would we write? "I like sitting, not showering. I enjoy putting my hand down the front of my pants and, you know, scratching those things. And occasionally looking up at my new wife and saying, 'What's up?' Which is a weird thing to say to your wife,
pain
by the way.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one